When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Someone else that's something to watch, Nithya Raman passing Spencer Pratt in the razor-thin race to see who will go up against L.A. Mayor Karen Bass in a runoff. If these results hold, do the people of L.A. actually want to fix the problems that have made their city, according to so many people, Democrats, Republicans alike, unlivable right now?
You're watching Lee, third world level fraud on display.
That's what it looks like.
For the entire world to see. You look at Bill Esaley. He is the, you know, United States attorney. Unbelievable. Listen to this. California allows first-time voters to register using forms of ID most Americans would find surprising, he writes in a tweet. Gym membership card.
Gosh.
Credit or debit card. Employer ID card. Prescription drug label. Insurance card. Now, you understand, California provides free health coverage to illegal immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this is by design.
Which still are not eligible to vote in, well, some elections.
Yeah. So he says he's got multiple active voter fraud investigations going on in California. He should. But this is a disaster. When you start looking at, like how bad that this is, National Review's John Fun has this out this morning about how this works. Listen to this. They mail ballots to every single resident, whether you want one or not. But the problem with that is they refuse to remove the dead or who's moved off the voter rolls. They just keep sending them.
And allow ballot harvesting, which is the
yes.
other issue.
And ballot harvesting is where a voter can return a ballot. Okay, well, first of all, a voter can return a ballot in any county in California, no matter, you know, what county they live in, right? But the ballot harvesting is where anyone can collect and deliver limitless number of mail-in ballots. Oh. In other words, you go around, hey, how many ballots you got there? I got like 15. I live in an apartment. This is everyone who ever lived here before me. Cool. Can I have those? Well, nobody's checking to see who's doing what or who's filling out what or who filled out what for whom.
But the thing is, though, also that the voter can ask for assistance and then have the ballot harvester deliver the ballot.
Yes.
Gee, nothing to see here. No. Move along.
This is from National Review. Tom Del Baccaro, a former GOP state chairman, told me he received 4 duplicate ballots at his address. So, in other words, one that's supposed to be for him and 4 more for him, too. I mean, 3 more for him, too. 4 duplicate ballots at his address. And he says his neighbors regularly get ballots for people who no longer live there. A lawsuit against California Secretary of State by the nonprofit organization Judicial Watch It's currently active. They haven't completely resolved it. Says there are 873,000 people on the state's voter registration rolls who have moved or died who are still getting ballots. So they just mailed a ballot out the door. It goes. In 2024, a previous judicial watch lawsuit forced Los Angeles County to remove 1.2 million inactive voter registrations because they were all getting ballots. So you got all these ballots swirling around. You have no way to really track them, or that the person who filled them out is the person who, number one, is still alive, number two, still lives there. There's no way to know, and that's by design, Lee. Mm-hmm. So what you're seeing right now, it has deeply embarrassed the Democrats that Spencer Pratt and, you know, is doing as well as he is, pointing out how horrific Democrat rule is. This has hurt them badly across the country.
Well, see, that's what democracy looks like. And they, although they claim that's what they want, that's the exact opposite of what they want.
Same with Steve Hilton, yeah. Right? And so they've got to beat this down. It's not that Spencer Pratt was never going to win. That's not the problem, right. Okay? Because, you know, he was going to make it into the runoff, but Karen Bass would ultimately win because everybody's so Democrat there. That's not the problem. This, what's so embarrassing is he's done so well. He's raised more money than them in real donations from real people who are like, tell it. Tell the world how miserable Democrat rule is. This is really putting the hurt on them. So they need him to be discredited. And there's these numbers that are coming in, these late batches of votes are impossible. And all they're doing is then they extend Election Day out 7 days, right? You can turn them in 7 days late. And then that allows the counting. How many do we need? Okay, we need this many. Oh, look, there's a ballot harvester.
Yeah, exactly.
And once Democrats in these corrupt states with these rules start counting, Lee, I've watched this for 20 years. It goes the same way. Yeah. The Democrat starts winning or the liberal starts winning. Right. It never ends a different way.
Yeah, it never goes the other way. Funny how that happens. I'm sure it's purely a coincidence.
Now, we could end this with the SAVE Act.
Yes.
Okay? We could do that. We could end it with the SAVE Act. But I want to point something out, what happened end of last week, because it's very instructive. Mm-hmm. Four Republicans voted no, and it died. We could have attached it to a budget bill where who were the four Republicans? Okay, one is Susan Collins. She always gets a pass for me because by the grace of God, somehow she wins in Maine, okay?
Exactly.
So I get it. She can't vote for the SAVE Act. It's very unpopular with Democrats. A lot of Democrats vote for her. We shouldn't have that seat. Okay, the next one is Murkowski from Alaska. She is a Democrat. What Alaskans are thinking, I have no idea.
Really.
It's pure high-octane stupidity, right? But she's a Democrat. She hates Trump. She's very open about it. Somehow they send her back, even though Trump wins overwhelmingly in Alaska. Go figure it out, right? Those two are lost. But what we lost that vote really by two votes, okay? If we had two more votes, we could have passed the SAVE Act. Who else voted against it? This is the important part, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the instructional part.
Yep.
Mitch McConnell.
Uh-huh.
Chinese owned and operated, Mitch McConnell, and who else? Tom Tillis.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they in the Senate right now? Because Trump endorsed them and defeated their conservative, Trump loyalist opponents. Wait, Trump did this to himself? Yes, he did, with his endorsements. He keeps endorsing uniparty who hate him and hate us. So his endorsements gutted the SAVE Act.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at South Carolina. Do you realize where we are? I mean, Axios has counted this up. Democrats need to flip three congressional districts in order to take the House. Things have gotten better since we redistricted, right? It could be four, but why is it not four? It's not four because in this state, he endorsed Henry McMaster. McMaster slow walked it to... and that had the effect of knocking that seat to the Democrats. What else? Trump endorsed most of the people in the Senate who voted no and voted with the Democrats. Not all of them. He didn't endorse Shane Massey, but he endorsed most of them. So he did this to himself. Yes, he did. He's got to stop endorsing people who hate us and who hate him. It's been catastrophic for South Carolina. We're not going to, I mean, this state of slate of liberals he endorsed last time defeated all the conservatives, some great people, some of whom I knew personally, because I'm guessing Lindsey Graham got the endorsements and he just did. Why is Trump endorsing in state legislative races? I don't know, but it cost us a congressional seat. Why did Trump endorse McMaster? I don't know. It cost us a congressional seat. McMaster inserted a knife in his back. So now Trump's endorsing Pam Evett. What does that mean? Nothing. Worse than nothing. Most of his endorsements are really bad. A lot of them are done for political reasons, and you can't take them seriously. You really, really, really can't. But he gutted the SAVE Act with his endorsements. Now, the good news is, Lee, he seems to be learning a little bit. A little bit. Because Mitch McConnell out of Kentucky had chosen a successor to, you know, for 20 more years of sleaze and capitulation to the Democrats and probably the Chinese, because that's the Mitch McConnell tradition. Mitch McConnell had chosen him. Trump smartly endorsed the actual pro-Trump, pro-American conservative in that race. We defeated the Mitch McConnell legacy candidate. So that's one that's going to get fixed. He took out Cassidy. Good for him. Cassidy's gone now in Tennessee. So this is the first election cycle where he's endorsing people who like him and won't immediately turn on him.
There's a concept, you know.
Crazy, I know. So it's getting better, but the cost is terrible. It's absolutely awful. And think about this way real quickly, Lee. Scott Bessent last week while you were gone called that emergency meeting with the banks, right?
Yeah.
To say, listen, these Chinese, do you realize China, as part of its military, has a million strong hacker army?
Mm-hmm.
Primarily aimed at us.
Yep.
So Bessent panicked, Treasury Secretary, and he's calling all these bank heads together. Listen, you, I know that your protection for your system is strong, but their hacking ability is stronger. Mm. You have got to do something. Let us help you. What does that mean for elections?
Yeah.
Today, folks, today's Battleground America podcast is going to be epic because I'm going to run down the Chinese threat to these elections in 28. And in 26, it's next level. It's like nothing we've ever seen. And these systems are hanging out there wide open, ready to be manipulated by China to get the Democrats in office. It's a mess.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Folks, what we have in this election here in South Carolina tomorrow is a chance to end, or at least partially end, a machine that's been in place since the Civil War, where we had Democrats running the state for a very long time, the late 90s, early 2000s. A lot of those power players simply switched their registration and continued. It's why you have so many liberal Republicans in this state who, if they lived in another state, would be Democrats. You certainly have a chance to do that with the McMaster machine. See, over the weekend, McMaster Jr. dropped off the Pamela Evatt ticket. That was a really weird announcement. Says, yeah, and he's got stuff to do right now. He doesn't have time to run for lieutenant governor, but he appreciates all the support he got. McMaster's son? Look, it was the right thing to do. What was interesting about that is he never denied he was on the ticket. Just because you're McMaster's son doesn't mean you get to automatically be in the second most powerful position in the state. You just don't. Obviously hurting Pam Evett very badly. And they were setting themselves up for 25, 26 years of rule. Bunch of liberal Republicans who, you know, I mean, look, can't even get, you know, when they have to choose between us controlling a congressional district and the Democrats, they default to the Democrats every time. That's what they do. They're uniparty. Lindsey Graham ultimately runs this machine in this state. You get rid of Lindsey Graham tomorrow. You would end a corrupt machine again that has been in place and controlled by Democrats and then liberal Republicans and still liberal Republicans who, again, would be Democrats if they ran in other states. You can end that tomorrow by how you vote. And the people who run it at the top guy, the capo, is Lindsey Graham. And beneath him is McMaster. The whole thing runs on Rove money. It's a disaster. And you can see the outlines of that disaster in your mailbox. You getting those slick mailers? See those? Okay, first thing that you should know. People who are actually conservative at our legislature, yeah, they vote for small government. There is no lobbyist that's going to pay you to do that. Or raise money for you. They can't make money off of small government. Okay. The lobbyists only skew one direction, to the left. So if somebody has got a lot of mailers and they say they're a conservative, be very careful. If you're getting mailers telling you somebody in your district who's your representative is not a conservative and they're slick and wow, they make you mad, it's all lies. It's all lies. I'm telling you, there's no money behind conservatives in this state. They can't afford to mail you like that. Wow, I like that guy's ads. I see every time I go on YouTube, he's on there, man. He says he's a conservative. He's lying. He wouldn't have the money to run those ads if he was. Now, I've seen some of our conservative Freedom Caucus members who actually are conservative. They do have family, friends, and networks, and they'll raise $20 here, $60 there, and they'll raise $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 that way. But the lobbyists, they're never going to have those big, slick commercials. So if you fell in love with somebody because you saw their commercial, be very careful. But I want to tell you what's going on right now really quickly. It's very dangerous. Two groups, Palmetto Truth Project and the Conservative Grassroots Network, are sending these mailers out, okay? And they're telling you, they're trying to knock out the few conservatives left in our legislature, the members of the Freedom Caucus, okay? The people behind these groups are liberals. They are not conservatives. They are lying to you. Absolutely lying. Like this one with Rob Harris says, Rob Harris is, you know, votes with Democrat. Come on. And folks, some of the stuff in these is just they've taken their voting records, flipped them, and they're just claiming they voted in a different way. So please do not base your vote on a mailer you got. Because what's happening right now is that the Democrats, liberals, these groups are trying to take out the few conservatives left, mainly the members of the Freedom Caucus. Be very careful with anything you get from Palmetto Truth Project, the hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project, because their mailers are nothing but lies, and the Conservative Grassroots Network. They are not conservative. They're trying to trick you. Folks, Democrats getting so bold in the state, they are literally running an open Democrat, David Pasco, for attorney general to see if you'll fall for it. Notice how many ads he has? Who do you think paid for that? You know, the ones where he claims to be a conservative. Who do you think paid for that? All the Democrat law firms. This is an IQ test. We cannot let David Pasco be our attorney general. And we have to save the members of the Freedom Caucus. If you want to know who they are, so you can make sure to vote for them. I put a bunch of posts up on my X feed about this morning. So all the names are there. You can go look me up, Tara Servatius, and you'll see the names. Massive alarm in Saudi Arabia. This is what happens when Trump stops with 2 weeks left in the bombing and even admits, yeah, I left 30% of the targets for Iran. I haven't disarmed them. Over the weekend, in response, and this is good news, we blew up another radar facility. It was being used to target our troops. Why does Iran have a radar facility that is used to target our troops? Trump decided to let him have it. Some reason. Second one we've blown up, by the way, in a week. We blew up another one that they were allowed to have. And I'm telling you what, folks, those bombs hit those Saudi oil fields. God help us. We're going to have a international recession and $160 a barrel oil. Folks, broke overnight that Netanyahu has informed Trump of Israel's intent to launch a massive attack on Iran and that Trump emphasized the U.S. would not participate. Awesome. Do it. We are running out of time. You can see it on the satellite sites. Iran is being rearmed by China. They're doing it across land. And it's going to end very, very, very bad. We're going to lose troops. And we got to stop capitulating to Iran. We don't have time for this anymore. It gets more dangerous every day they rearm, and they're going to get a hit in. They are. Saudi Arabia is rightly terrified because 15 years. They're afraid of 15 years worth of damage to their oil fields. I can't even imagine what that would do to world oil supply in terms of the prices. So this has to end. We need somebody to be an adult, and Netanyahu's the only one left. He's been putting out feelers on this. I'm going to go finish it. Finish it. We've got to finish it. We cannot let them have radar facilities to hit our troops. That's madness. So I don't know what Tucker Carlson, J.D. Vance, and Trump and Democrat Jared Kushner are doing. It's crazy. We need somebody to be the adult here because we're running out of time. Every day they rearm a little more. Plus the original stuff they had. Okay, joining me now is District 1 candidate Rick Shealy out of Lawrence, running for the South Carolina House of District 1. Welcome.
Good morning, Tara. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. All right, jumping right in because we don't have a lot of time. We got short segments. Congratulations, you have won. What is your number one priority on day one?
You know, it's identifying who are the budget hawks in the state house, because I think we need to cut the size of state government. And that would be top priority on day one, is finding out who else wants to do that as well and work with them to try to bring our budget under control and bring the savings back to the taxpayer.
Absolutely. And what kind of cuts are you thinking about?
Well, generally administrative costs have gotten out of hand. I think that you look at the state universities, and this is common across the country, is that about 70% of university payroll is for administration. That only leaves, 30% for the actual professorship and the instructors. So we need to definitely look at trimming there.
What about just trimming the income tax entirely, like Florida and Texas?
Oh, I'm all for that. Trim the income tax, especially on your property tax and your primary residence. To accomplish that, we have to look at cutting the size of state government.
We just watched Florida, which already doesn't have an income tax, get rid of property tax under $250,000 and under, and then they have a sliding scale, whether it'll go up and more of it'll disappear. Should we get rid of property tax entirely?
Oh, absolutely. Florida, if you look at their size of their state government, they've actually cut personnel about 1.5% of the last couple of years. South Carolina has probably grown theirs by that much of the same time period. So we need to look at what Florida's doing in these other states that are seeing successes and implemented here in South Carolina.
What about redistricting? Do we need to keep the Democrat Jim Clyburn district, or how would you have voted on that?
Well, I would have liked to have seen them address Jordan Pace's plan back in February when we had time to actually look at it and look at the proper maps. I mean, they rushed it at the very end, and of course, the plan fell apart because of that. I think certainly with census coming up in 4 years, that we need to consider that because South Carolina, the fastest growing state in the union, we are definitely going to have to look at redistricting.
Anything else that's going to be a big priority for you?
Well, certainly roads. I think here in Lawrence County, that is a big issue. I think we need to maybe look at some other states that have tremendous success. Indiana, for instance, I think is rated the best roads in the country. And what do? They have local control. They have local county roads administrator that's elected. And so being elected, that's going to put the pressure on them to keep the roads in that county top rate. And that's what we need to do here in South Carolina. Let's look at some kind of program like that rather than everything controlled by Columbia.
Rick Shealy, where can people go to find more about you and find your campaign?
Well, I have a website. It's Shealy for SouthCarolinaHouse.com, and also on Facebook at the same address.
And again, you are running in Lawrence County. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Folks, this governor's race is insane. And I'll tell you what's insane about it is you almost never get this late in a race and have 20% to 24% of people undecided who they're voting for. I mean, the election is tomorrow. So multiple polls out this weekend. Pam Evatt is leading in some. Alan Wilson is leading in others. Rahm Reddy is somewhere in third position, it looks like, across these polls. After that, Ralph Norman. But when you have so many people who are undecided, this could break almost any way you can imagine. So I don't see any one of these candidates getting to 50, you know, over 50%. Maybe they will, but I think it's unlikely. We're probably going to go to a runoff. But it's looking like the top three bunched up candidates are Rahm Reddy in third position and either Pam Evatt or Alan Wilson, depending on the poll, in the number one, number two position, and Ralph Norman right stacked in there behind him. In some of those polls, he's third and Reddy is fourth. So, and folks, they're all within the margin of error. That's the crazy thing. This, any one of those guys could come out on top right now. If, you know, depending on how you vote, when you've got, I think the lowest undecided numbers I've seen, 17%. So this is massive. It's not over yet. And this is one of those where your vote really can make a difference. Especially when it comes to disassembling this, machine, this political machine that's been in place. And folks, since the Civil War, and here's the thing, folks, right now, be very careful. And I'm going to try to say this as many segments as I can today. Be very careful about those mailers coming to your house. The Democrats are making their move in this election like I've never seen before. The left is. Because the dark money situation in this state is so bad. We have one of the most unregulated states in terms of dark money. You can't know who's behind these groups. What is going on right now is groups claiming to be conservative are actually trying to knock out the few conservatives we have left in the legislature. We really need the Freedom Caucus up there. And these mailers that are going out are full of lies. So if you get something from the Palmetto Truth Project, the hilariously named Palmetto Truth Project, saying someone's not a conservative, yeah, it's pretty much all lies. And now we've got this conservative grassroots network. Yeah, that's a liberal group. And they're lying about conservatives and saying, oh, they voted with Democrats. They're trying to knock them out and get liberal Republicans in. So be very, very, folks, if you are basing how you're going to vote off a mailer, please don't vote. Seriously, please don't vote. Folks, there is just a pack of lies in your mailbox right now. Like nothing I've ever seen. And it's Democrats making their move to try to wipe out, again, the few conservatives left. And they're doing it pretending to be conservative groups.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboard's piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.